Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Bangalore, India, to Sadanand Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing East is East column for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, looking at Pakistan. Pakistan is part of the problem and part of the solution for decades now because of the Afghanistan Al-Qaeda threat. And the whole region is constantly in turmoil because of contests between India and China, for example, between Pakistan and Afghanistan, for example, and most recently between India and Pakistan in the Kashmir region. However, Sadanand gives us insight as to what's happened now in the second Trump term, that General Munir, who's the commander of the military chief of staff, is now looked on with great favor by Mr. Trump and his administration. What's changed coming out of a region that has been on and off at war, sometimes with nuclear weapons threatened, for decades? Sadanand, a very good evening to you. You're looking at this from the point of view of the Trump administration and the opinion right now of General Munir, who's enjoying the attention of his own legislature because I believe he's just been voted constitutional change to make him even more powerful and exempt from any charges that might come to him afterwards after his service. So what is now different about the Trump administration that wasn't true in the first term? Good evening to you.
Very good evening to you, John. I mean, first of all, you're absolutely right that there was just this new constitutional amendment passed in Pakistan. And Asim Munir, who is not formally the country's leader, formally he's a field marshal and he is the head of the country's army, but he's the de facto ruler. He's by far the most powerful person. And after these recent amendments, he's, you know, for all intents and purposes, he is the equivalent of someone like Sisi. He's the military strongman who rules the country. My column was focused on the differences between Trump 1 and Trump 2 when it comes to Pakistan. As you may recall, and I think we may have discussed it at the time, in the first term, Pakistan was not really in President Trump's good books at all. He famously tweeted on one occasion on New Year's Day that Pakistan had given the U.S. nothing but lies and deceit in return for the billions of dollars of aid that the U.S. had funneled into Pakistan. And the point of view of the president then and the Trump administration and pretty much, you know, large sections of the Pakistan watching community was that the U.S. had given Pakistan a lot of aid and Pakistan had played a double game, essentially funding and arming the Taliban and at the same time taking aid from the U.S. to fight the Taliban. And that was something that was, you know, that had really soured relations at the time. Fast forward to now, and things between the U.S. and Pakistan look great. Trump has had Asim Munir, the general, visit the White House not once but twice in the last several months. He calls him his favorite field marshal. He calls him a great, great guy. He's called him an inspiring personality. Pakistan has a tariff rate of only 19%, which is pretty darn good. I mean, close to the kind of tariff rate that traditional U.S. allies enjoy. And meanwhile, things have really gone south with India, which has been hit with one of the highest tariffs in the world at 50%. So if you had asked me 6 months ago, or if you'd asked me a year ago, like, would this be possible that the U.S. would be very, very close to Pakistan and would be in the midst of a diplomatic free fall with India? I would have said, no, that's just not going to happen. It's going to be the other way around. But that is what's happened. And I thought it was an interesting question to explore and try to tell the reader why it happened.
In your column, you feature the violence of April of this year, where there were a mass murder of Indians, young tourists, by Islamic terrorists who were easily linked to Pakistan. And that led to combat and questions about the nuclear arsenal in both camps. And Mr. Trump and his counselors, Mr. Rubio, as mentioned in your column, along with Mr. Vance, entered into it, and then there was peace. What role does that play for Mr. Trump's change of opinion?
In my view, it plays a very large role, John. So to recap, as you pointed out, there was this horrific terrorist attack at the end of April. More than two dozen Indian tourists lost their lives. And there were really, it was full of really heartrending scenes, you know, young widows grieving over their husbands' bodies. And the nature of the act was particularly grisly. They basically checked the religious identity of the tourists, and they killed anybody who wasn't a Muslim. And so, you know, there was outrage across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been elected partly because he's seen as a strong man. And so there was enormous political pressure on him to do something. And so in the beginning of May, India launched airstrikes on terrorist training camps in Pakistan. There were air battles, there were missiles flying, there were drones flying. It was a very intense combat for 4 days. And at some point, the U.S. got involved. You had Secretary of State Rubio and Vice President Vance working the phones, calling people of both countries. They weren't the only ones involved. The UAE was involved. I think the Saudis were involved to a certain extent, too, but basically trying to get things not to escalate. And then suddenly the fighting stopped on May 11th. But before Modi could make an announcement to his own people, they learned that the fighting had stopped from a tweet or from a truth by President Trump, where he announced the ceasefire. And that has really put Modi in a bind for a couple of reasons. The first is that the Indian public had been led to believe by the highly nationalistic media, which is very, very pro-government, that India was in the midst of pulverizing Pakistan and was, you know, on the cusp of a great military victory. So that was the first thing. And so their instinct was, well, why wouldn't you finish it? Why wouldn't you keep going? And secondly, Indians are kind of allergic to the idea that their relations with Pakistan are going to be mediated by any other power. This is just a longstanding principle in Indian foreign policy. So Modi was kind of embarrassed. He was silent about it for weeks. He didn't say anything. And then he had a phone call with President Trump, which by all accounts did not go very well, because Modi was at pains to say that that was not the reason for the ceasefire. And the ceasefire happened because the Pakistanis were fed up with being hit, and they basically called for a truce. So that's the Indian version of events. And President Trump did not take kindly to that. And then in the meantime, the Pakistanis, very cleverly in my view, they stepped up and they thanked President Trump, and they quickly nominated him for a Nobel Peace Prize. And so you have this one country which, you know, from the president's perspective, is saying, wait a minute, no, you really didn't do, you know, it really wasn't about you. It was about us. And then you have this other country saying, well, sir, it was all about you, and you're a great peacemaker. So no prizes for guessing which one he prefers.
What is to be done? Look at it from Delhi's point of view. Is there anything that you would recommend that Delhi is not doing? You mentioned lobbying. Is that important?
Look, I mean, I think at this point, I think the mistake they made was right in the beginning. I think what they should have done when the ceasefires were announced was they should have thanked the U.S. They didn't have to call it mediation, but they could have said, you know, we're glad that the Pakistanis have seen reason.
We have 30 seconds, Sadhana.
We thank the efforts of our friends. But now what they need most of all is a trade deal. They need to come to some kind of trade deal. If they can get the economic relationship back on track, I think everything else will follow.
Sadhanan Dume, he's traveling. He's in India, Bangalore, India.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.